This is Mike Lamico, Chief Scribe of Fight Kings. We just saw Seth Mayhem Mitchell stop Chaz the Gentleman Witherspoon, poured it on in the first round, shocked Seth Mitchell, had him almost out. Seth Mitchell came in the second round, took control of the second round, and in the third round, he finished. I'd like to bring back John McMullen from the Sports Network to give us his spin about what we just saw at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey. John.
Well, it was a pretty impressive performance by Seth Mitchell. He survived that first round. Really was groggy, really was knocked loopy there. He was able to regain his bearings, had a solid second round, and then he just blitzed Witherspoon in the third round, showing that impressive power and explosion we talked about before. It showed a number of different things about Mitchell. We talked about the lack of experience that showed, but he also showed he was able to take a shot. He was in trouble in the first round, make no mistake about that. Witherspoon had a chance, but he was able to regain his composure, and that's very impressive in this level on HBO to be able to do that and come back and still be the explosive fighter we thought he could be.
Well, I was very impressed with Witherspoon because, you know, he lands punches like a heavyweight. I don't think Seth Mitchell had ever been hit as hard by anybody, but unlike the way Chaz hit him. But then the various negatives against Chaz began to surface. One, he's very slow, and he couldn't deal with Seth's speed, and when Seth began to connect, I think he kind of got him out of the fight, and before he could recover, he got knocked out. But a very impressive performance by Seth Mitchell. Now, John, where do you see him? Where do you see him going in his next fight? I mean, what has he shown in this fight?
He showed a lot. I think he's a few steps away from being a legitimate contender. I think he still needs. I think it's impressive that he was able to get hit by heavyweight, as you said, and Chaz had some nice shots on him today. But it also said, we don't think about Chaz Witherspoon as that top-tier heavyweight. He's not fast enough, he's not explosive enough, but yet he still had Seth Mitchell on the ropes in that first round. So I think you could look at this both ways and say, it was impressive the way he came back and finished him off. But it was also not that impressive that he was able to let such a slow fighter dominate early. And I was very surprised. You mentioned earlier the way he looks like Mike Tyson. He may have the same tights, he may not wear the socks, but he doesn't have that upper body quickness to where he can dodge those blows. And again, I think that's a lack of experience. I think that'll come because he's in very good shape. The conditioning is there, and I think that proved to be the difference. He's just so much quicker, so much faster than Chaz Witherspoon. But, you know, when you get a veteran fighter that's also conditioned, I think Seth might have a problem with that right now.
Okay. Well, the verdict is that Seth Mitchell is still a work in progress. He has a lot of schooling to do. His conditioning is good, but he needs to work on his boxing basics. I saw a few things. He was able to slip some of his punches, bob and weave, which was good. He jabs, but then, you know, he needs to prepare to avoid taking shots from heavyweights. If he gets in with a very good heavyweight, and the heavyweight is able to capitalize on some very hard shots, I'm not sure that Seth would look very good, but he did pass his test, a very good one at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City against Chaz Witherspoon. It was a foregone conclusion in most people's minds that he would defeat Chaz, but no one knew that Chaz might wobble Seth Mitchell, but Seth Mitchell has always been looking for a challenge, and he got it, and he overcame it, and we We'll just have to wait to see how he does. Now, what do you think are his chances of being the next great American heavyweight? Is it too soon? Is it too soon? What do you think?
I think it is too soon at this stage. It's a process. He passed the test tonight. But I think a top-tier heavyweight would have put him away in that first round. I think that first round was that bad. He was on the ropes. He was ready to go down. Chaz just wasn't able to finish. And I think a top-tier heavyweight would have finished him. So I think right now it's still a process for Seth Mitchell. But he passed a big test tonight. And that's part of it. That's what he's supposed to do. He's still a very young fighter. We're probably maybe a year or 18 months away where he can keep taking those incremental steps, and maybe 2 years down the line, we'll be talking about that big-time American heavyweight prospect.
Okay, John, thank you for joining Fight Kings Radio. It's very good to hear a third-eye analysis of the fight, and I'm very happy that we're doing this together and that we were here for such a great fight. Maybe down the road, we'll look at this fight as the beginning of the next American heavyweight, Seth Mitchell. This is where it began, at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
I think that's a great word, beginning. I think this is the beginning of the next stage of his career, where he keeps going up, opponents get a little bit more experience, and I think he certainly has the talent to be a big-time heavyweight contender. I don't think he's there yet, but I think it's going to happen. And we were here, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, fight fans, this is Michael Amico, Chief Scribe of Fight Kings, reporting. You can always check our archives. Go to fightkings.com and click on Ringside, and you'll be able to listen to our Ringside commentary. And, you know, it's very exciting. Today is April the 28th, 2012. Michael Amico was here at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City to see Seth Mitchell destroy Chaz Witherspoon. Thank you for listening. Good night.